Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, this ayat comes in Surah Al-A'raf. Allah Pak mentions, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي. Those people who follow the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّي, the unlettered prophet. He never had, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never had any formal education. يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. They find them written down. That means it was already written in the home by them, fit Torah wal Injil, in the Torah and the Injil, the description of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been given. The description of those people who follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been given. What is their description? Ya'muruhum bil ma'roof wa yanhahum anil munkar. وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam orders them towards goodness. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibits them from evil. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes halal for them the pure things. Pure things are permissible for a Muslim. وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes haram those things that are filth. Things that are filthy, those are the things that a Muslim is not allowed to partake in. And then وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removes from them the burden that they were carrying, that restlessness that insan was feeling. You know who would appreciate this ayat? Those masoom daughters that were being buried alive. They would truly appreciate this ayat. وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. The shackles that were on them, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and removed those shackles. Who will appreciate this ayat? Those women who used to become widowed. Those women whose husbands used to pass away. And the family used to just come and take everything away. And just leave them. Sometime if they want, they would inherit that woman also. They will take her also away as inheritance. And then they would tell those women to sit for iddat. Today our ladies, they squeal about iddat. They say, 4 months, 10 days, I must sit in iddat. Or 3 menstrual cycles, I must sit in iddat. I am not mourning him. What must I sit in iddat for? What was the iddat of Jahiliyyah? The iddat of Jahiliyyah, that woman used to be taken, she used to be put in like a hut for over a year. She was put in the hut. She's not allowed to bath. She is not allowed to see the sunlight. She is not allowed to comb her hair. She's not allowed to change her clothes. She's not allowed to do anything. She must sit like that. Then after 1 year, they will give her one bird. They give her one bird. There is so much of filth on this woman's body by then that she takes that bird and puts that bird by her body. The bird dies. If that bird dies, then they say, right, now it's okay, she can come out from her iddat. Now she can come out from her iddat. So did Islam come and make it easy? Or did Islam come and make difficult? Islam came and brought sahulat. So وَيَدَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ. All these burdens, these bojh that was on the people. Today people squeal about the ihram. Now they want to know, but can't we put on button here? Can't we put on button there? Can't we do something here? Do something there? Oh, there's 2 cloths, I must just wear like this. No underwears, nothing. I must just wear this, 2 cloths like this. People are complaining. What the people used to do in Jahiliyyah? In Jahiliyyah, they used to say, now when you come from outside and you want to make tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, you must wear no clothes. Must wear no clothes, nothing. You must make tawaf around Kaaba Sharif unclothed. So Islam came and removed all these batil practices. Islam came and made things easy for us. Then in Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ, and at night, فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ. Read Tahajjud Salah. At night, read Tahajjud Salah. This Tahajjud Salah, according to many of the Mufassireen, they explain that for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this Tahajjud Salah was like a farz. For the Ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's two opinions. One opinion is that Tahajjud Salah is sunnat-e-mu'akkada, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never left it out. And the other opinion amongst the fuqaha, which is the more famous opinion, is that it is nafl. It is optional. But the thing that a mu'min can derive, the benefits, the ni'mats that he can get through this tahajjud salah, this is something that a person can't get in other things. This tahajjud salah is the weapon of the believer. This tahajjud salah is a very, very great thing. In Surah Muzammil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, Kumil layl, stand the whole night. Read Tahajjud Salah for the whole night. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometime he would read Tahajjud Salah the entire night. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Nisfa. That if you can't read whole night, read half night. And then Allah Pak, for us, Allah Pak says, okay, read how much you can. Whatever is easy for you, فَقْرَؤُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْ. Whatever you can read, whatever is easy for you, do that much. So at least 2 rakat, 4 rakat, tahajjud, we're talking about out of Ramadan Sharif, we must try and read. And in Ramadan Sharif, we must try and read more. Try and read few rakats more in Ramadan Sharif. But even out of Ramadan Sharif, at least 2-4 rakat tahajjud, every mu'min should be reading tahajjud salah. We mustn't miss our tahajjud salah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Asa ayyab'athaka rabbuka maqaman mahmuda, that you read the tahajjud and soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate you to that station, maqam al-mahmud, the highest of stage. Nobody else will have that type of a stage. And the beginning of maqam al-mahmud will be on the day of Qiyamah, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make shafaat. No other Nabi will have the courage to go and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make shafaat. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make shafaat. The other day, we had to have a small program there with the university students in the Qabus Road. So the topic that they had given me was tahajjud and i'tikaf. So I was explaining to those youngsters there, I said that if we have to look at our lives, we look at our lives, we went through primary school, now they in the university stage, but now those of us that are past that stage, so we went through primary school, some of us went through high school, some went Darul Uloom, some went university, then you may have been working in one town, then you went and opened one shop somewhere else. Your life takes different turns. Now when we were in primary school, we had some friends there in primary school. And we thought we're going to die with these friends. They were so close to us. You know, me sharing lunch, going by his house, he's coming our house, football, cricket, everything we're doing together. Like, you know, we thought we're going to die together now. These friends here, these are friends for life. But then the time came, we went to a different high school, they went to a different high school. Then what happened? After 1-2 years, we don't know whether that person is living, he don't know whether we're living. We lost all contact with the person. Especially if we move town, sometime now the parents move town, now you've gone to another town. All those people you knew from the other town, we lost total contact with them. Then we go to high school, same story. You go through high school, now you meet up with some friends there, you become close with them, couple years you are together, you think, no, these are my pals now, these, we're going to go university together. I remember from primary school now, when you're going high school, so it's a big charcha. In the standard 5, it's a big story amongst now the classmates. Hey, which high school you going to? Which high school you going to? You come with this side, where are you going there? Yeah, but after 1-2 years it's finished. Then high school is the same thing. Now people will choose different subjects. Now maybe the friend, the buddy that you had, he's gone in another class, you gone in another class. Then the high school finishes. Now you go university. In university, somebody is in engineering, somebody is in the medical, this thing, somebody is gone to technicon. So now you lose contact again. You lose contact. Why? Because you're not spending quality time with the person anymore. You're no more spending any quality time with the person. So you drift apart. Now after a couple of years you'll meet that person somewhere. Hey, Assalamualaikum, how are you, man? Meeting you after so long, you give him one hug, one muanaka, this, that. But then sometimes you find, hey, we got nothing in common anymore. Nothing, we can't even have a conversation anymore. Sometimes you meet one friend that you knew that time in school, but now your lives have taken such a gap between the two of you that you can't even talk to the person anymore. You are so close to him, but now you can't relate to him anymore. So I was explaining to them that you see, this is the same thing that with our Allah, if we don't spend quality time with our Allah, we're going to start drifting. We start drifting apart. And then after a while, we find that we are uncomfortable in ibadat. Eid day come, now we want to embrace Allah. Put on smart kurta on and everything. But then we become so uncomfortable that immediately after namaz, that kurta too has to go out. Because we have broken that taluk with our Allah. We're not spending that quality time with our Allah. So that quality time that we spend with our Allah is at the time of tahajjud. To build that taluk, to keep it wet, to keep that taluk wet, to keep it alive, we have to wake up for tahajjud salah. And then how the families, the wife sometimes she complains, but you don't spend time with us. So then the family, they decide, okay, what we'll do is every night we'll have supper together. So they spend that quality time together. But then they say, you know what, I think we need to go for a holiday as a family. You know? As a family, we need to go, we need to bond. The children, they need to bond with you. The wife and the husband, they need to spend some quality time together. So we need to go for a holiday, a family holiday. We must take a family holiday. I myself, I tell that all these couples, sometimes they be fighting and fighting, can't get on. So I tell them, I say, when last you took a holiday? Take on holiday together, go. Go for a holiday. And so many times it has worked. They go for a holiday, now they spend time together. Because they're spending, when you spend time together, you start appreciating one another. You start appreciating one another. So what is that holiday now? Come for itikaf. Come for itikaf. 10 days come and sit down, bond with Allah. Come and sit down in the house of Allah. Spend the time in the remembrance, contemplation of Allah. And no matter how far we may have drifted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always ready to accept us. Ye rishta muhabbat ko qaim hi rakhe, jo so baar toote, to so baar jore. This relationship of love that we have with our Allah, we must keep it established. If it breaks 100 times also, 100 times if it breaks, 100 times we must mend it. 100 times we must mend it. My Shaykh Muhammad Patel Sahib Barakatum, he mentions this couplet in his Majalis. And he mentioned one, we'll conclude with this incident, with this waqia. I must have mentioned it to you before also, that there were two youngsters, they were arguing, they were saying, that which person is closer to Allah? That person who is doing, he is always on the straight and narrow. That means he is always on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Or the person who has committed some gunas and now he makes tawbah. He's made tawbah and he's turning to Allah. Is he closer to Allah or the person who is pious all along? Is he closer to Allah? So they're both arguing. Now this one is giving his argument, that one is giving his point, this one is giving his point. So the old man was listening to them. So the old man, he called both of them. He said, look, I'm listening to you all having this debate of yours. So I haven't got all the proofs and all that. But you see, I do weaving. You say, I do weaving. Now one thing I can tell you all is that when you're weaving those threads and there is a thread that snaps, so you knot that thread. You knot that thread. But after that thread that you knotted, your dhyan is on that thread. You are very, very careful when you're working with that thread because that thread had broken. So what he was trying to say is that those people who are pious, so alhamdulillah, they are carrying on, they are very close to Allah Pak. Allah Pak loves them. But that person who has, you know, he went off the track and now he comes back and he's making tawbah, he's making istighfar, he's crying to Allah and he wants to get close to Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special attention is on him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special attention is on him. So ye rishta muhabbat ko qaim hi rakhe, jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will continue with this ayat for the next few nights. Few more ayat we will discuss and then we'll move on to some other sifat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.